Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
She's a war veteran now. AOC, this is incredible. Alexandria Fidel Castro Cortez gave an interview to Latino USA on Friday in which she claimed that because of the events on January 6th on the Capitol, the riot that took place, she now effectively served in war. She says that she's been so deeply traumatized that she now suffers PTSD and she now needs regular therapy the way soldiers who've served on the front lines in Afghanistan and Iraq, who've done tours of duty, that this is how traumatizing those several hours were. And it is part of her effort to try to push through a commission to study what took place on January 6th, because according to her, it was not just an insurrection, it was not just a military coup, but listen to this, it was in fact an act of war. In fact, it was a war zone. And it had the bloodshed of a war zone, just like 9/11. That's why they had a commission for 9/11, Pearl Harbor. It was essentially war that broke out on January 6th. And she, like many soldiers, now suffers from wartime battle experience and PTSD and needs therapy. I gotta tell you, I have heard insane things in my life, but this takes the cake. She just told us a couple months ago that she was in therapy because she had been sexually assaulted when she was younger. Even though she never told us she had been sexually assaulted, she couldn't name the person, the perpetrator, the time, the date, the place, any specifics whatsoever. All of a sudden, January 6th exposed trauma to her because she now says she feels that all of the memories of being attacked or sexually assaulted or raped came flooding back. Well, I thought it was because of sexual assault she was in therapy. No. Now she says she's in therapy because of her wartime experience on the Capitol for those 2 hours where nothing happened to her. She was in her office. There wasn't a hair on her head that was touched. But according to her, it's like she served a tour of duty or of battle in Iraq or Afghanistan. This is beyond fraudulent. It is desperation. It is narcissism. It is utterly pathetic. It is her attempt to always be in front of the camera, to be the ultimate drama queen, and to engage in such blatant left-wing anti-American propaganda. So now we need a commission, not because it was an insurrection, not even because it was a military coup. No, it was in fact a war zone that they endured. They keep upping and upping and upping the hysteria and the exaggeration in their desperate effort to establish this bogus commission, because ultimately they want to pave the way for a domestic war on terrorism to hunt down, persecute, and go after every single Trump supporter. She's a liar. She was never sexually assaulted. She was never raped. I don't believe her. Nobody believes her. And she doesn't suffer from PTSD because it wasn't a war. It wasn't a coup. It wasn't even an insurrection. It was barely a riot. And the next time Alexandria Fidel Castro Cortez decides to support Black Lives Matter or Antifa when they burn down building after building, city after city, loot, plunder, murder, maybe she should think twice, Because if it was so allegedly traumatic for her, imagine the trauma of the victims of Black Lives Matter or Antifa. AOC is insane. And it's time that members of Congress call her out for the insane drama queen that she is. She's a liar. She's a phony. She's a fraud. And now you know the rest of the story.